and welcome to all of our listeners. I'm your ICIS America's podcast host, Anna Mathern, and I'm here with our latest episode of Hurricane Briefs. If you haven't already listened to episode 1 and 2, you don't want to miss them. Check out icis.com to tune in. Our Hurricane Brief series is our way of recapping this highly active Atlantic hurricane season and the markets impacted by them. Adding to all of the other global factors that have changed the chemical industry this year, hurricanes and tropical storms have been popping up in all areas of the U.S. Gulf Coast, making this the most active hurricane season since 2005, when we most notably had Katrina, Rita, and Wilma. Joining me on today's Hurricane Briefs are Alex Snodgrass on refined products, Amanda Hay on base oils, and Adam Birkin on mixed xylenes. So Alex, let's take a broader view on the refiners. How did they react to the many hurricanes we've seen in the U.S. Gulf this year?
Well, as expected, many reduced rates or completely shut down as the storms were coming. What's different about this year, though, is that it was actually somewhat welcome news for what was a very oversupplied market, and plants were already running at such reduced rates that they didn't have much farther to go down. This is why we didn't see as much of a change in utilization rates as we usually do for hurricanes. It also ended up recently allowing U.S. gasoline inventories to return to what are normal levels for the first time since the pandemic started in March.
And what are the longer-term implications?
Well, refiners are likely to keep running at reduced rates to keep in line with current levels of demand and inventory levels that are needed, but also as we head into the winter season, which typically sees a drop in demand and a switch to the winter blend of gasoline. But we should expect to see supply and demand levels staying at a moderated rate for now. The real issue that refiners are facing, though, is jet fuel. It's now so cheap that refiners are using the straight run kerosene that usually becomes jet fuel, and they're blending it into marine fuel. Jet fuel is typically one of the most expensive products that refiners can make, and now they're actually losing money on it. And air travel demand is expected to return to 2019 levels for a few years, so it's a big problem for the refiners. And any further hurricanes will probably dampen demand further as drivers stay off the roads, like we saw with the tropical storm Beta. While it wasn't a hurricane, Houston residents were actually ordered to stay home if possible, and many main roads and highways were flooded, which hurts an already hurting gasoline market.
Now, thanks, Alex, for the update. And since we're discussing refineries, the Citgo refinery in Lake Charles, Louisiana, was hit pretty hard by this season's biggest hurricane, Laura. Adam, can you give us an update on mixed xylene during this time?
Yes, thank you, Anna. So prior to the storms, we saw an oversupply during the summer driving season, forcing many of MX prices downward. Most of the supply, though, was going towards gasoline production, using MX as an octane enhancer for the summer fuels. Hurricane Laura had brought down the Citgo Lake Charles refinery with an expected restart date in late October. Citgo Lake Charles accounts for about 6% of U.S. MX capacity.
And did any other hurricanes have a big impact on the MX market?
Yes. Shortly after Hurricane Laura hit, Hurricane Sally closed down the Phillips 66 Bell Chase refinery. And during that time, the company decided to move up its October maintenance to mid-September. At this time, given rising MX prices, we saw the PX-MX spread tighten, as well as the MX-RBOB spread widen to close to pre-pandemic levels.
Well, thanks, Adam, for the update on the MX markets. Now switching gears a bit to base oils. Amanda, did the hurricanes cause any major outages for base oils?
Yes. Laura shut down Motiva and Excel Paralubes, and those two producers account for a little more than 40% of U.S. Group 2 refining capacity. Motiva is back up and running, but Excel Paralubes is still shut, and so that is about 15% of Group 2 refining capacity that is currently offline. It's not fully clear when the refinery can restart, as that entire Lake Charles region has had catastrophic damage to its electric grid. So Excel is awaiting reliable power. The refinery operator, Phillips 66, said it can restart its complex 2 weeks after that is restored. Reports indicate the end of September is when most power will be restored to those who can receive it in the area. As for Chevron, Pascagoula avoided a direct hit by Sally, and it was operating during the storm, but market players said rates were lower.
And how did this impact supplies?
Supply got tight very quickly. Motiva is back up and running, but it was down for a bit, and Excel still being down is the major problem. Affected suppliers suspended spot sales. If you can find spot material, it's probably at a premium to contract prices. Buyers who multi-source their base oil are probably scrambling a bit to find the product that they need. Group 1 suppliers are getting more inquiries from people who can substitute. Overall, Group 2 consumers are hurting unless they had what they needed or their supplier was minimally affected. Exports as well, demand was very strong before the hurricane season, and now the U.S. isn't really in a position to supply other regions.
So with the tightened supply, how did pricing respond to this?
Base oil postings rose by 15 to 30 cents per gallon. U.S. Group 2 market prices are about 18% higher from pre-hurricane levels. Export prices are right up in line with domestic prices. They typically run about 20 to 30 cents per gallon lower than domestic prices. This increase has pressured downstream blenders and lubricant manufacturers as well. They did not raise their prices after the base oil increase that occurred in June, but they are now. We anticipate tightness at least through October. Beyond that, supply should return to more normal levels. And of course, demand is still recovering from coronavirus.
Right. And, you know, as the reminder I've been giving in these hurricane briefs, the Atlantic hurricane season still continues until November 30th. So while the typically busiest part of the hurricane season, you know, it's usually end of August through the first half or so of September is over, we could still see some more hurricanes come into the U.S. Gulf and potentially upset supply or take some supply offline for any of these markets. So thank you, Alex, Adam, and Amanda for joining me on this episode. And thanks to everyone who listened in today. Be sure to check out icis.com for the other episodes of our hurricane briefs. Stay safe.